each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. When most of us head out to the store or to work, we don't wonder if we're going to be able to physically get into the building or if we'll be able to make a purchase without needing help. But not only is that something Alyssa Grishman thinks about, she's also helping to make sure those barriers no longer exist.
I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2001 when I was 19. And in the 15 years since then, I have had a whole range of different levels of ability. Having had all those experiences, I wanted to help make things better for people like me and for people who will someday be like me and just everyone. In my opinion, one of the failings of how the ADA was written is that it's a complaint-driven law, and you have to complain all the time, and you start to feel like you're annoying everyone. And complaints can get changes made, but those changes are usually the bare minimum of what's needed. Instead of saying, boo, shame on you for not having a ramp, saying to them, look, we want to spend our money here, please put in a ramp, they will want to change and often will go above and beyond just that minor change. And suddenly, instead of being a pariah when you enter the store that you've bullied into having a ramp, you're a welcome customer and they're happy to see you. There's a restaurant in Bakery Square called Social, and I'm part of a meetup group that goes there, and we all have disabilities of different sorts, and of their own volition, they created two Braille menus so that people in our group with vision impairments could order their own food. And I thought that was fantastic. So I started telling people about this. Social's getting all the extra business from word of mouth just for probably $50 that they spent on the menus. So Access Mob Pittsburgh, or AMP, is what came from that revelatory experience. It's basically a positive approach to increasing the accessibility of the city. So we've had, for example, several neighborhood canvases for the Pittsburgh One Step program, which is a program for businesses that have exactly one step to get in. They can apply through the city disability office to bypass parts of the permitting process, then they can put in a ramp. I like to write about the intersection between disabled and currently abled and the attitudes that have led to this us versus them and how we can change them. My blog is called The Wrath of Cane, C-A-N-E. I'm the first to say that it's impossible to make everything 100% accessible to 100% of people 100% of the time, but we should try our best. And I want to start a movement to get people to come together and learn about each other rather than fear each other. I would like to do this forever. I know my limitations with my health. You know, if some point I hit a place where I can't do it anymore, I hope that this is going well enough that someone else can take over and do it, because it's such an important thing that we need in the city.
To learn about others making a difference in our region, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference. And while you're there, nominate someone who you think is having a positive impact on your community.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.